Size, Julian Huxley once remarked, has a fascination of its own. We stock our zoos with elephants, hippopotamuses, giraffes, and gorillas. Who among you is not cheering for King Kong in his various battles on top of tall buildings? This focus on the few creatures larger than ourselves makes us lose sight of our actual size. Most people think that Homo sapiens is a creature of only modest dimensions. In fact, humans are among the largest animals on Earth. More than 99% of animal species are smaller than we are. Of 190 species in our own order of primates, only the gorilla regularly exceeds us in size. In our self-appointed role as the ruler of all creatures, we have taken great interest in pointing out the features that permitted us to attain this superior status: our brain, upright posture, development of speech, and group hunting, to name just a few, are often mentioned, but I have been struck by how rarely our large size has been recognized as a controlling factor of our evolutionary progress. Highly developed intelligence was, as a matter of fact, essential for our rise to current status. But could we have evolved it with much smaller body sizes? One day, at the New York World's Fair in 1964, I entered the Hall of Free Enterprise to escape the rain. Inside, prominently displayed, was an ant colony bearing the sign, 20 million years without evolutionary progress. Why? Because the ant colony is a socialist, totalitarian system. The statement scarcely requires serious attention. Nonetheless, I should point out that the ants are doing very well for themselves, and that it is their size, rather than their social structure, that prevents them from evolving high mental capacity. In this age of the transistor, we can put radios in watch cases and bug telephones with minute electronic devices. Such miniaturization might lead us to the false belief that absolute size is unimportant to the operation of complex machinery. But nature does not miniaturize neurons, or other cells, for that matter. The range of cell size among organisms is incomparably smaller than the range in body size. This is why small animals simply have far fewer cells than large animals. The human brain contains several billion neurons. An ant, because of the limitations of its small size, has many hundreds of times fewer neurons.